The Northeast has been digging out from two snowstorms in the past week, making the morning commute dicey. So, should the Capital District Transportation Authority offer free rides on snowy days? Some Albany residents say yes. Winter weather can result in difficult travel conditions. There's been an idea floating around that when snow emergencies are declared in areas served by CDTA, the authority's buses should open their doors to all, fare free. Bruce Roeder, a professor of music at Albany's College of St. Rose, rides the bus frequently and has been leading a call to roll out the plan.
It just seemed to make so much sense to me that during a snow emergency that CDTA allow for fareless ridership. I felt that that would remove more cars from the road, creating greater safety and allowing the plows to get through better. And it might also create a more loyal ridership.
Albany Common Council member Leah Golby, a rider and supporter of public transportation, is keen on Roeder's idea.
First of all, it can encourage people not to drive, which we want. We don't want people out driving when it's hazardous out there. But sometimes you still need to get places. And we're really fortunate that we have really good public transportation system that, of course, may be impacted by the weather, just like anybody else, but the drivers are professional and safe. It would really be a goodwill gesture for the community if CDTA were to be able to provide this service.
CDTA's Director of Marketing, John Scherzer.
Certainly, we've spoken to Bruce about it. I think from our perspective, the ability for people to go out on the road, we don't want to promote that if the state and government are telling people not to go out there. But at the same time, we're certainly not going to leave anyone out there. So the amount of travelers that are out in the snowstorm due and in during the snow emergencies, it's obviously usually a lot less than we would normally see. So people aren't going to get passed up, but I don't think promoting the idea of traveling when it's kind of against the best interests of the community, you know, those are two different things. So for us, it's leave no person behind, but at the same time, you want to follow what the authorities are telling you to do about just staying home and not getting out.
Nevertheless, Roeder hopes municipalities might partner to help fund the service. He envisions sponsored rides.
There's plenty of room for signs on a bus saying that that this fareless ride during the storm was brought to you by such and such a company. I think that would be a good promotion and beneficial to everybody.
Golby thinks fare-free winter rides could give people who normally drive a taste of what it's like to ride the bus.
And could bring in, you know, new riders even when the weather is not bad. And I think that really is something to think about.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.